Okay, right. So we are we have to move on to the next agenda. We are swapping item 3 and item 4 because for those who are presenting item 3, they are still on the way. For those who are on item 4, they are way ahead. So it's good that we can swap the agenda. So we are moving on to item 4 and we come back to item 3 later. So item 4 will be on a proposed Kaitech International Water Sports Center land requirement and venue management arrangement. Details are tabled in paper number 6. And well, the presentation team is coming. For members' background, Master Plan Limited, on behalf of several National Sports Association of Water Sports, has actually come to brief the task force on the proposed water sports activity in Kaitech Approach Channel and Kun Tong Typhoon Shelter on 3rd of August last year. The Provisional Hong Kong Water Sports Council, which is founded by the four relevant water sports associations, has now prepared a paper and a presentation on proposed Kaitech International Water Sports Center on land requirements and venue management arrangement. The Secretariat has invited the relevant policy bureau to attend the meeting upon my request. While Homes Affairs Bureau is not able to send a representative to give view on the proposed form from the sports policy perspective, it has provided a written response for member reference, and I suppose that Jeff has just circulated a copy of that response to you. Right. So I would like to welcome a representative from the Provisional Hong Kong Water Sports Council and Master Plan Limited. Here they are, Dr. Lok Wai Hong, Chairman of Hong Kong Kendo Union. Yes, welcome. And Dr. Raymond Ma, Chairman of Hong Kong Dragon Boat Association. Welcome. Mr. Liu Chi Kang, Chief Executive Hong Kong Dragon Boat Association. Thank you. Mr. Robert Wilson, President of Hong Kong China Rowing Association. Welcome. And Mr. Mike Tanner, Chairman Hong Kong China Rowing Association. Welcome. And Ms. Cora Chan, Secretary General Hong Kong Sailing Federation. Yes, thank you. And Master Plan Limited, represented by Mr. Ian Brownlee, Ian, and Mr. Benson Poon, Town Planner. Right, so before we hear the presentation from Ian, I'd like to see whether there are any declaration of interest from members. No. Okay, good. So, Ian, I would like to invite you to give the presentation, and please make it very concise. Yeah, last time was a bit long. Okay.
Hello. Yeah. Vincent. Yeah. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're doing this presentation on behalf of the four water sports bodies that have established the Water Sports Council. And the Water Sports Council is an overriding body which is to represent the interests of all of the sports. We did come here in August 2011 to make a presentation, and we got a relatively positive response from the task force. And following that, we led on, and we've actually been to the Town Planning Board. So firstly, I'd just like to do a little recap as to where we were. This is the concept that we have for the use of Kaitech water, and there are basically four main venue areas. And the one here on the Tokwa Wan Typhoon Shelter is basically we look at as being for sailing and a sailing center. The Kai Tak Nullah is the area where we would focus on the rowing, canoeing, and dragon boating. And then we have the end of the runway where we can actually have outdoor, out of the typhoon shelter. We have events such as open water swimming and other things from there. And a potential site where the cross harbour swim could start. And then we have the typhoon shelter itself, which is an area where the Kun Tong promenade presents a good opportunity for doing something special. Again, in all of those cases, what we are asking for is design the land so that we can use the water. This is the scheme that we came with last time, and we proposed that the road here be realigned so that there was access and along this waterfront area where we could propose the location of the main facilities, including the boathouses and the stands and so on. And you can see the course for the... This is really bad. The course for the rowing and canoeing would be the main part would start right down near the far end of the runway and would finish in a location right opposite the main new open space. Within the Kun Tong area, we were proposing the water ski venue, and this is a system which is operated by electric motors pulling people around on a suspended rope. And this was part of the presentation to the town planning board. And this could be part of the use of this part of the typhoon shelter, and it would be open to the public, and for a very simple payment of a fee, you could actually use that. It could also be used for events and for races and so on. We went to the town planning board, and this was part of this is the OZP, and you can see at the bottom we have proposed at the previous previous hearing here and all the town planning board and in our discussions with CEDD that to make this an international event, there would need to be openable barriers placed at the end of the typhoon shelter to control the water, because we have to have still water during competitions to ensure that the racing is fair for the various crews that are taking place. The other thing which we've always mentioned is that this bulge at the end creates a little bit of a difficulty, not a big problem, but a difficulty in that the rowing course would actually not be parallel to the land. And if that could be trimmed or removed or in some way modified, it would make the whole event venue better. When we're talking about the sailing centre on the outside of the water in the Tokuawan Typhoon Shelter, we're looking at being able to carry out some of these types of events and training and activities for the general public. We're not talking about creating an exclusive yacht club or anything like that. But the Tokuawan Typhoon Shelter also provides an opportunity for providing additional moorings for yachts and other forms of boats. When we went to the town planning board, we asked them to rezone a site specifically for a water sports centre, or to accept that it should be included within the open space in the park design. We had a very interesting hearing process where basically they have accepted, and this is, they didn't amend the plan itself, but what you see before you on the screen is an amendment to the paragraph 7.1.1, where they introduced in about the fourth line to accommodate a variety of water sports recreational activities in the Kai Tak Approach Channel and adjoining water bodies to further strengthen the role of Kai Tak as a hub for sports and leisure activities. It then added the type and spatial requirements of the water sports recreational users and their land-based facilities, as well as their interface with the waterfront promenade requirements, would be further explored. And it's this interface issue which is always something that falls within a gap, because someone looks after the land and someone else looks after the water, and we have to get from the land to the water and back again. So what happened is the Town Planning Board has given very strong policy support for looking at the way that this area can be used for water sports recreation. And to follow up on the conclusion, we, on behalf of the Water Sports Council, have applied to the Lands Department for the allocation of this site specifically for a water sports centre. And it's within a GIC zone, it's not reserved for any other purpose. And we have, subsequent to the submission, got policy support from the Home Affairs Bureau. And the letter which we received to do that, I've actually passed around today. So we're now in a situation where we have some endorsement from this task force previously, further endorsement from the Town Planning Board, and now policy support for a site, which, and we'll go, have to go through the relative processes to get that site, but policy support for a site in this location. And so we're now in a situation where we have some positive endorsement which enables the council to be able to take this thing forward. And I'd now like to pass over to Mike, who is going to talk a bit about how the process would work. We're talking about land requirements and venue management. Thank you.
Thanks, Ian. Mr. Chairman, I hear your comment about being concise. I hope I don't exceed your expectations. I apologise in advance if I do. The government's recently raised in public the possibility of the proposed Kaitak multi-purpose stadium complex giving way to higher density housing. And with or without the stadium, the amenity value of the Kaitak approach channel to the surrounding urban population is such that it cannot be replicated in other areas or districts. The fact is that the channel itself already exists, providing a ready-made flat water sports amenity in the heart of the city. I must emphasise again, as Ian has already said, that these proposed facilities are not for private use. They'll be community facilities. They will serve the growing expectation of the Hong Kong public for organised sport in a city centre location. They will fully utilise the relationship between land and water in this area of the harbour by providing a direct link into water activities for participants. And they will also emphasise further the water-land link by facilitating regular and ongoing water-based activities, including daily training and competition in multiple sports, to encourage non-participating members of the public to enjoy the water activities from a multitude of leisure points around the Kaitak Approach Channel. In National Sports Association circles, it is well recognised that there is a very fast-growing demand for sports participation in Hong Kong. The most obvious examples are the Standard Chartered Marathon, Half Marathon and 10K races, 72,000 runners for 2013. The Hong Kong Trail Walker, just completed, around 4,500 participants. Cross Harbour Swim, now in its second year after being reinstituted, over 1,000 participants. And just 2 days ago, over 13,000 runners in various events at Disney, many of them in the Half Marathon and 10-kilometre races, some starting at 6:45 in the morning, not yet light. Triathlons and cycling events are other obvious examples. Accompanying this competitive demand from all age groups are a large number of family and friends involved as supporters and spectators. This is what sport will bring to the community, and Hong Kong is in the process of developing this mindset, where the value of sport to young and old is becoming well recognised. Water sports are participating in this surging public demand for sport. A harbour-based world-class water sports centre will serve Hong Kong's future high demand for participation in organised sport. We see the way forward for the Kaitak Water Sports Centre as follows. Regardless of what happens to the proposed stadium, it is critical that a sports plan be developed for the whole of Kaitak. Such a plan will ensure that no opportunities are lost, even at an early stage, for effective development and provision of sports facilities within the overall development plan. It is important to understand that a sports plan will not encroach on competing uses. To the contrary, it will ensure that opportunities for multi-purpose public and private uses are not lost at the design stage, and it will maximise cost savings for the development of facilities and at the same time make best use of all available space. The Water Sports Centre is not just the water and a group of buildings. There must be an encompassing vision for the concept and design, and this vision will be captured in the sports plan, but there's a continuing role for the advisory services of the concerned national sports associations, supported by the expertise of their respective international sport federations. All NSAs involved have a close and cooperative working relationship with their respective international federations, and this expertise must be utilised to achieve the best outcomes. This slide from the aircraft bridge at Kai Tak gives a good perspective of the water sport potential for Kai Tak, and the comparison with Toda Olympic course is unmistakable. This slide shows crews in competition at the top, but then immediately after competition there are a large number of crews in training. We can well see this happening at Kai Tak. On the reservation of the land, in the previous presentation to the task force, we proposed that boathouses and supporting facilities could be located in the park area on the former runway. As Ian has explained, after further review and in accordance with the options discussed by the International Rowing Federation expert during her visit, it's now proposed that these facilities be incorporated into the GIC site on the opposite side of the channel. And as Ian has already said, an application has been made to Lands Department, and we've also received Home Affairs Bureau policy support. I'd now like to briefly touch on our views on the implementation process of the development and management of the Water Sports Centre. As a multi-sport community facility, it is anticipated that government would provide the facilities for the Kai Tak Water Sports Centre, including design and construction. This is a similar model to existing district and regional sports centres currently provided and managed by LCSD. This commitment by government would extend to ongoing maintenance as a public facility. However, the management of the facility should maximise both utilisation and outcomes for the community, and the management is a critical side of the whole project. The facilities should play a central role in the promotion and development of water sports in Hong Kong. Active coaching, regular training, high standards of organisation and support to participants, well-organised competitions, all are essential to developing sport and motivating participation, and to developing a sport culture in the community. The management policy for the Kai Tak Water Sports Centre must reflect and make full use of these opportunities through a professional, sports-based approach. Direct management by individual NSAs will achieve some of the required objectives, but would have the disadvantage of overlapping responsibilities in the shared use of resources and facilities. Management by an umbrella organisation which utilises the expertise of the concerned NSAs and incorporates the needs of each of them is a model which will meet all the needs of a progressive sports policy. In the capacity as an NGO, incorporated under the company's ordinance, the not-for-profit Hong Kong Water Sports Council will bring the requirements of experience, objectives and success to the management of this world-class facility, and it is this direction which we will recommend. Before moving to the advice which we seek from you today, I'd like to show you an edited one-minute video, I'll stress one-minute video, of the white water course at the Lee Valley facility, built for the London Olympic Games. This venue is now very heavily used on a daily basis by a wide range of community groups and the general public, as is the case with similar white water facilities around the world. A management structure which will optimise the public utilisation whilst at the same time facilitating the sport development value of such a facility is essential. These pictures you'll see in the rafts, these are used by corporate, by community organisations, by the general public, and are proving to be very, very popular. And while the video is playing, I'll just go on. And to say that we would expect the same, if not greater, enthusiasm and demand for a Kai Tak white water course, to the extent that it is likely to provide a significant revenue stream in the overall operation of the centre. I would also note that we understand such a facility will be a requirement of any Asian Games bid for the future, with all Olympic events being included in the Asian Games from 2019 onwards. The combined public attraction and sport development value of a white water course strongly justifies its inclusion as part of this international water sports centre. The conceptual layout of the GIC site proposed for the centre is shown here and is also attached to your paper. And this is a further slide showing an architect's impression of a cross-section of the white water course. It's just here for information, but you can see on the left the pumping station, which will be under the white water course start line, and then moving down to the finish line, and then down towards the Kai Tak approach channel. And the section which is taken is shown in the top right-hand side. At paragraph 20 of the paper in your hands, we seek the advice of the task force on the following matters. Firstly, we ask you to recognise that the proposed Kai Tak Water Sports Centre should be an integral part of the Kai Tak development and not just a series of individual buildings or facilities, and to support the development of a sports plan for Kai Tak to ensure that opportunities are not lost at any stage of design and development. This sports plan will include many details which have not been touched on here, including roads and pathways, water access points for triathlon and open water swimming, spectator facilities incorporated seamlessly into infrastructure, etc. Secondly, to accept in principle that relevant NSAs, drawing on the expertise of their respective international federations, be invited to participate as partners in the design and development of the Kai Tak Water Sports Centre and its related facilities. Thirdly, to support in principle the allocation of suitable land to the Hong Kong Water Sports Council for the purpose of the Kai Tak Water Sports Centre. Fourthly, to support in principle a management model of government-owned, NGO-managed, with the proviso that management be placed in the hands of a not-for-profit organisation with demonstrated expertise in sports development and management. And finally, to note that the Hong Kong Water Sports Council will shortly initiate events and activities in suitable areas of Kai Tak in cooperation with relevant authorities and other bodies. We'll be very pleased to answer any questions which members might have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So, see whether there are comments or questions from members. Yes, Nick.
Chairman, some initial observations, I think, and a couple of questions. I mean, my sense is that we're singing from the same hymn sheet in terms of what we're trying to achieve here. I mean, we've talked about the need and the advantage of creating a water sports centre in the Nullah. We've talked about integrated solutions. We've talked about the need for professional management. So I mean, I think all these things, are, if you like, at the big picture level anyway, at your flying high level, are very much on the radar screen. Obviously the question is, how do you get there? And we've had some suggestions today as to how we might do that. My question, or my sense, is that we've somehow got to make this easier for government, because if you know, first of all, land supply, you've laid claim, if you like, to a very, very large site, and we all know what the issues around land supply today. My sense is that that would be seen as being greed is a bit strong, but somewhat over optimistic, if you like, in terms of allocation. So, you know, I suspect you either need to justify that area in some detail, or alternatively, you need to perhaps trim back your aspirations. Yes, land needs to be allocated, but I think if you try and lay claim to that very big site, I'm not sure how many hectares it is, but it's certainly a very large site, then I think you're going to find resistance from lots of other departments of government who will say that they have need of land for all other types of uses. The other issue is the funding model. Again, you suggested that it should be funded by government and that you essentially this new association would run it. But you've probably seen the response here from HAB, which is, you know, if you like, is to be expected response. Difficult, it would take time to raise funding, and that could well influence and potentially jeopardise the direction of the project. So I'm wondering whether we shouldn't be looking at some innovative public-private model where we bring in private to fund at least part, if not the whole, of the, government contributes the land, but I think in terms of what goes on the land, if you like, and what's used to run and manage the sports centre, I suspect we need to be looking at a more creative model, and that funding probably has got to come from the private, initially anyway, if you're going to achieve your objective. And then the third thing, you say that you would like to be involved in the design and the creation of the centre, and I think that makes a lot of sense. But are you really prepared to take ultimate responsibility for running the centre, you know, with all the legal and other implications that involves? If you are, you know, that's very good news. But I think, again, we and I'm sure government would want to be very certain that you could deliver in terms of and you were prepared to take the full responsibility for running the new facility. So those are just initial observations, but as I say, water sports in the channel, an integrated solution which involves land and water, I mean, all part of the way we think and all part of the way that we would want to plan the way forward. But I think those three issues, land, finance and management, I think all need to be thought through, it, if you like, a little more carefully.
Thank you, Nick. Others? Yes, Paul, then Andy.
I think that this is, from the Society of Protection of the Harbour point of view, this is an excellent idea because this would add value to the harbour. And therefore it would fall into line with the intent of protecting the harbour, which is protecting the value of the harbour. The use of the water has diminished with the removal of the cargo working areas and so on, and now we're looking at actively making sure that we're finding ways of making use of the water again that will add value to the harbour, therefore is completely aligned with what we're looking for the community. So in that sense, we completely and fully support and endorse this plan. On the issues of moving the road, just looking at the plan as it is presented, it reminds me on 2004 and 5 when we discussed the Kitech development plan and we wanted the runway to have a clear sense of a runway. And now for the first time, we actually have the sense of a runway coming back with the road in the middle. So to me, it comes back to where we were at that time and disappeared and now it comes back. It would so in that sense, moving the road, I don't see that there is a main issue with it, but I'd like to hear Highways Department and Transport Department whether they support the suggestion. On the removal of the bulge at the end, kind of immediately it kind of makes sense to consider the removal of the bulge. I'm not sure whether the picture is available on the PowerPoint. But the bulge, this, yeah, you can show it anywhere. Whether that bulge needs to be, I like to hear from government how we're looking at the removing of the bulge. Currently, there is no particular use plan for it other than an open space use, I believe. So I don't think, if it remains open space and it becomes from land, it becomes open space water instead of open space land. Again, I can't see too many problems, but I'd like to hear from government how they look at that suggestion from a protection of harbour point of view. Turning land into water is preferred over turning water into land. So, again, we would be quite positively inclined on this suggestion. I'm glad to see that on the lands that has been allocated, that the planning department has already reviewed the requirement and has indicated the proposed facilities to be pitted within the GIC zone opposite the water channel there along the water. I understand that it's an allocation that has been proposed by the planning department rather than by the proponent. If planning department has given some good thought, I think the community, other than what Nick suggests, I think the community, given the outcry over potential loss of the Kitech Stadium, I think the community is ready for more facilities like this rather than more land to be turned into offices or housing. This, however we want to, and I buy the idea that we have to supply housing and office space as well, but I'm sure that I think we have more support from the community on this plan than any other plan when it comes to at least people can get excited about this. So again, I think not a bad side to the thing. In terms of funding, as designing Hong Kong, we've looked at water sports facilities throughout Hong Kong, and we kind of came up to a conclusion that if the infrastructure is done by government, i.e. all the hardware, landing steps, seawall, slipways, all of the hard engineering is done by government as part of as works, that the soft infrastructure can be it should be able to be funded by an NGO, the cost can be recovered from operations. So it's a matter of separating and making sure that the real costly stuff, breakwaters and so on, are being taken care of in the works program. Then the rest becomes doable. I would have an issue with the lack of the word leisure in this this document, and I know that Bob and everybody at the end of the room are fully aware of my position on this one, that it should be sports and leisure rather than sports only. I think that we can look at the management of the or the planning going forward in different ways. Is it going to be a sports plan for Kai Tak where all sports activities are going to be considered as one whole? Do we look at the marine sports and marine leisure as a whole? I'm not sure what the best way is to go forward, and whether we should have a look at marine leisure and sports and leisure. So we're looking at the water and the water edge, and have one that needs a very dedicated attention and forget people, and then leave soccer and hockey and rugby and athletics and all the other things that are going to be taking place at Kai Tak, leave that to another process. I would intend to go for a model where we look at water sports and leisure activities and get a group together that really looks at the planning for Kai Tak as a whole and where do we put what. And I'm not sure that you know that the location of the yachts and the Tokrawan and so on, that that's the best location. I just don't know at this moment. I think that needs to be given some consideration. But how to do it? Do we wait from HAB to have a group with the sports guys and the leisure guys, or do we wait for LCSD to do it? I just asked Margaret, she was shaking her head. Or do we do it? Is it a Kai Tak, is this our responsibility under Kai Tak, and do we have a subgroup that is going to look specifically at all the marine sports and leisure things as a whole for Kai Tak and really gets the heads together, invites people that are sitting at the end of this table and members of that are otherwise interested to get them together around helping the Kai Tak office, development office, pull this together. Now, I think that that might actually be the best working model, because then we can invite HAB to that, we can invite LCSD to that group, and then we can bring all the different interests into a group rather than wait for LCSD to sort it out or HAB to sort it out. So if we can decide to invite and get a team going on looking specifically at all the water sports and leisure activities for Kai Tak as a whole and come up with a team that is dedicated to going to look at it starting from this meeting with this plan in our hand, that would be my suggestion on the organizational side to respond to this paper. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Andy?
Yes, Chairman. Definitely, I think the concept of developing the whole approach channel and Taipan Sheraton into an international sort of a water sports center would be very supported. But of course, I think that one fundamental question, whether we are now in the position and whether this is the time for us to fix the location of this water sports center. Looking at the location is actually on the very end of the approach channel, and I'm not sure whether government actually get that sort of study together with the related Water Sports Association about whether we should have this location being fixed for the center, or how do we need to look at the whole peripheral all these water edges around the whole water service to see whether that it should be one single center, or it should be spread around, or we should look at the other areas currently zoned for open space. I think this certainly, I think, is the most convenient GIC zone available for this sort of water sports center. But in terms of the relationship with the surrounding area, is not quite, to me, it's not quite the perfect location, being surrounded by all these infrastructure and highways. Particularly, may not have the best sort of synergy together with all the other open space. And also one other technical issue is that now, for the Metro Park, I'm not sure when government would actually confirm that we don't need to demolish that part of the runway in terms of improving the water quality. I'm not sure whether if government later decide that we need to demolish that part of the runway and then reconstruct some sort of deck, sort of structure for the Metro Park, whether that actually would defeat your overall consideration of the site location for the whole center. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Andy. Any other comments? Yes, Sujatas.
Thank you, Chairman. I think I would agree with a lot of comments that have been made, and I think this is a good proposal, but it's also looking at only from a water sports perspective. And I think, again, leisure, as Paul was mentioning, looking at it in an overall perspective, and earlier my thoughts were about if the stadium is not going to be there, you're going to look at overall what's going to happen rather than doing in bits and pieces. I think it'll be good to reevaluate Kitek plan with the current changing conditions or visions, and then see how a proposal like this would fit in. And definitely, I think from day one, long time ago, maybe even a few years ago, having this channel being used as for water sports is something that was put out by a lot of people, and I know Ian has been working on it for a long time. I just would think that, like, just government putting the funds and NGOs operating it may not actually work, or you might end up getting something which is mediocre. So public-private partnership and actually getting people, other people involved, and sponsorships and everything would be good. And I think if at all anything like this is done, you need to do it with a vision that it's going to put Hong Kong in the world's map and not something, a stop-and-go type of a thing. So in terms of your site allocation, again, questions like what needs to be on land and where it exactly needs to be and what could be in on the water, maybe, and also on the water flow issues. I think there were discussions earlier that you don't need to break the whole runway, but you could actually have perforations underneath that would allow for that. So I think we don't want to get into a stage where you're doing and midway you realize that something else needs to be changed. I think a holistic vision, and maybe this is the time to relook at Kitek, given all these debates going on in the media and people talking about it, and then looking at the water sports and leisure center as something that needs to go in. But if you looked at it not from a voluntary effort putting in something, and if you were considering holistic planning, what would you do and where would be the right location for these facilities? And definitely I would agree about the regatta course being more straight rather than the way it's shown. So I know that bulge we are talking about is, I think, part of the runway park as well. So again, I see planning for that is actually done. They're talking about implementing, yet there are proposals where maybe that should be reconsidered. So I think all these need to come in, and also when is it going to be developed? What is the timeline? The phasing would then put a lot of other questions on the table. And I would think this is a great initiative. I'd like to see these kind of initiatives really come from the Harbour Commission or from the government. And it's not that it should not come from people like you with Ian and all this. It just needs to be happening together rather than fighting against each other to try and get something going, because that's where we waste a lot of time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Sujata. Well, I welcome your proposal, actually. Yes, PY.
Thank you, Chairman. I also support in principle the proposal of a kind of water sports facilities. Well, whether the ultimate management and financing mode, how it works out, is subject to further discussion, of course. But I have the following observations, a couple of points which are mainly concerned about the interrelationship between these facilities and the area, its context and the peripheral areas, actually. The first thing is I seem to vaguely recall somebody mentioned the role which is now called D4, I think. about half the way along the course, rowing course, which appears to be quite important. I seem to recall somebody mentioned earlier, maybe it was your previous presentation or in some other meeting somehow, that the height of that bridge has to be reviewed. I wonder whether that is still true or not, because you need to put your boats through underneath or something, I don't know. If that is so, then it may mean quite a substantial change. It needs to be addressed. This is important. The other points about the linkages are, there are seems to be the two footbridges across the channel, somehow, whether it's existing or proposed. I think the linkage between the two banks are very important. So be it on non-race days, at least, these should be free to the public, whether it's just pedestrian or combined with cycle tracks or whatever. So because the two banks, if you ask me to walk from one side to the other, I'll drop that. So it's so important to make the runway side more accessible as well. The third point is about the interface with the surrounding other GIC use. For example, there is at least a committed hospital site somewhere. I know it's buffered by some residential development at the southern end somehow, but to other GIC sites, which we're still not quite sure what they are, at the end of the day, maybe there would be another hospital. I seem to have heard about this. So the noise and other interface issues have also to be addressed, because your, I don't know how to call it, your water sports pulled by wire mechanized sort of sports could be rather noisy, I suppose, on certain days. The fourth point is about, again, the interface with the surrounding areas is about these attractions. These are potential tourist attractions, I suppose. So the tourist activities and the tourist coach, for example, and crowd control, etc., and the peripheral areas and roads, etc., have also to be addressed.
Thank you, PY. Yep. I'll give time for the team to respond. One point to know about while I'm looking at this one, are you also saying that when you, besides using the GIC site as shown in the blue on the north part of the channel, you are also proposing to shift that runway part, the road, to more to the middle to take some of the land on the southern edge of the channel, right? So you are proposing also to modify that row alignment, right? So Ian, your response, please.
Okay, I won't answer all of those questions. Yeah. I'll pass to the others as well, but I'll take two. The first is the suitability of the site in terms of the zoning. You'll recall that we proposed that it be a component of the Metro Park in the previous submission. And at the Town Planning Board, the discussion was that this Metro Park is not, there's no real design for the park at the moment, but to accept these proposals in an open space would actually compromise the open space use. And therefore, it was felt that because there are a lot of structures in this site, particularly that you saw the whitewater raft situation, while it's active sport, it's not really open space. And the general feeling was that this type of use is better to be in a GIC site rather than in an open space site. So what we've done is, since last coming to here, we've actually gone back and looked at it and thrown it back on the other side. And in terms of whether that is the best site, as Andy asked, when we got advice from the International Rowing Federation, they actually suggested that it should be on the GIC side of the site, of the canal. That would, in terms of operational terms, that is the best location for it. And at that end, what we're talking about at the end, and if we can quickly go to the next one. Well, if you look at both sides of the water in this location, we have we're trying to create what the Rowing Federation advisor said is try to create an arena effect, so that this area of the waterway actually becomes more like a stadium than just a stand on one side of the road and on one side of the water, nothing on the other. So if you move the road back far enough to make the waterfront useful in terms of the relationship of the land to the water, you can then start to create this arena effect, so that whatever happens, whether it be rowing races or whether it be a pop concert or whatever, taking part in this part of the waterfront, you have people that can use it on the three sides, so you create this arena. So in terms of the location and all the advice that we've had from overseas, this is the preferred location. The relationship to the roads and that around it doesn't really matter that much in terms of storing the boats and the facilities. But if you look at the bottom part of that picture, the relationship between the open space and what will be part of the main park, it would fit in very well. The question of the road that PY raised is another thing that was discussed at the Town Planning Board. And what has been proposed, that the road be underground everywhere except in this park. And the Town Planning Board thought that this was probably not the best solution, that the road can be underground or covered through the residential portion, then why through the park? Can't we not take the same approach? And then the question was raised, well, we haven't actually, or CEDD haven't made a decision as to whether there should be the excavation through here for what was previously proposed as a 600 meter gap through the park to allow the water to flush through. But there is a possibility that the road could be underground through the park, and we think that that is really the right approach, and it should almost be an objective. But again, it depends on what CEDD conclude after their water quality process. We think that even if it can't be underground, then the park should be designed so that the waterfront is very usable, rather than having a road directly parallel about 15 metres from the water's edge. And you know, one of the principles that the Harbour Commission operates under is that the land alongside the water should be used for water-related uses rather than for other uses. And in that respect, we would argue that the hospital and other types of use, GIC uses like that, should be anywhere, but not on the place where we actually need to have access to the water with our boats. I think that's all I will answer. Mike, do you want to...
Just a very short couple of comments, Mr. Chairman. I realise we've taken a lot of time. On the question of the funding and the point raised by Mr. Brook about HAB's letter saying that the timing of funding through government would probably be a long process, we understand and accept that point. I think that the suggestion of a PPP approach is an attractive option, and that's something which we would look at. I think there are a number of options available in this, but we take the point about the fact that a government approach would probably delay the project. On the management model and whether the Water Sports Council will be prepared to take full responsibility and liability for the management. The final details of the management model that we are looking at will need, of course, further detailed planning, and we will be looking at that as part of our next phase. But the point is well taken, and it's something which is a serious aspect of the proposal. And just to touch very briefly on Paul's point about leisure, I would say take his point and say leisure versus sport. We would say leisure and sport, that water activity needs organisation and structure for safety reasons, and particularly from the point of view of the NSAs that are around the table and part of this presentation. But done in the right way, leisure becomes sport becomes leisure, and leisure becomes sport. And I think that that it's a community involvement which brings these two issues together. I know there are many, many different aspects of water activity which can be done with leisure, and which are not necessarily as part of this presentation, but we'd be very happy to have further discussion and further involvement in to see where those other aspects could be brought in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry, there's one other point
that
was raised. This idea of a sports plan, right? It's It's something that if the theme for Kai Tak is sports, which it is, it's stated everywhere, then there's no reason why you can't have a plan for sports just as you have a plan, a landscape plan or urban design plan or a height plan. And what we have always argued is we have to make multi-use of the space that we have, and it should be available for all sorts of things at different times of the day, different times of the week. And for instance, there's no reason why the Hong Kong Marathon couldn't finish at the stadium and that the roads around here couldn't be part of that course. And one of the problems that we always have when we're dealing with running races or cycling races is that we have to close off the roads so that the general public can't use them. Now, if you design it properly, you can actually ensure that the access to private properties and so on are enabled to be continued, say, through a Saturday or a Sunday, but the main roads are still able to be closed and used for a sports event. And as Mike was talking about, the number of people using event, you could have a 10K road race here every Saturday and Sunday, and you'd still be having 10 or 20,000 different people. You could have, in this, the approach that we've got of four venues, you could have four events in the morning, four events in the afternoon, and they were all for Hong Kong people to take part in. And for instance, the venue at the end of the runway, that should have a relationship to the water, because we could do triathlon races there every second Saturday, and we just need to be able to close off part of the road. We need to design the promenade so that people can run along them at the same time that they're not they're being used by other people who are just there for normal recreational activity and leisure activity. And so it's a matter of maximizing the use of these things through thinking ahead. It's simple things like the provision of water, provision of sites where you can put electricity connections and things like that. It's very, very basic, but if it's looked at in advance, it can be incorporated into the park design. Now, what is the design intent for this main park in the middle of the runway? You know, what is the purpose of that park? And there's no purpose. You know, it would be a real shame if the theme is sport and we finished up with a whole of a park which was just amenity, an amenity park with limited sports facilities. There's an ability to be able to do both. So that's the sort of thing. It needs to be something that's picked up and taken by a forum such as this, but it shouldn't be just limited to the water sports, but there are other sports as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so a sports plan could be commissioned by this body, or it could be commissioned by the CEDD or whatever. But it can be done. It's very simple to be done. We could help in the implementation of that and the formation of a brief or whatever. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ian. Well, I would allow the last round of comments, and I would give opportunity for those who haven't speak first. Anyone? Winnie, and then Paul and PY. So any other? I'm closing this round of comments. Okay. Winnie.
Thank you, Chair. As HAB has given in principle support to the idea of having water sports center and water sports activities in Kai Tak, and it reflects that the government do recognize the aspiration of the Water Sports Association and the community for water sports in Kai Tak. However, as stated in the explanatory statement of the Kai Tak OZP, the opportunity to accommodate water sports or recreational activities in Kai Tak Pro Channel is subject to resolving the technical and operational issues, in particular the water quality issues. So the land issues, as well as the management model and the financing model that the Water Sports Council has just mentioned, at present, the water quality of Kai Tak Approach Channel, as well as the Kun Tong Typhoon Shelter, is, however, not suitable for water sports activities according to EPD's standard, except for certain one-off events in Kai Tak, in the Kun Tong Typhoon Shelter with suitable preventive and precautionary measures in place. And now, may I invite my colleagues in Works Branch as well as CEDD to elaborate a little bit more about the work that we are doing on the water quality issues to improving the water quality. Thank you, Chair.
Who is speaking? Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you, Chairman. Regarding the water quality, in fact, what we are doing more, you know, concentrate to relieve the older problem rather than the E. coli problem. But I think for water sports, it's the E. coli in the level is more important. And as what Winnie has said, according to EPD's standard, if for secondary recreational activities, we need a level less than 610 counts per 100 ml of water. And at this moment, we are far from this standard. And for the water quality works, actually, since 2009, DSD has already done started some of the drainage and sewerage system improvement works. And they also construct additional sewage interception facilities, and it's still ongoing, and we still need to monitor the situation. And in parallel, we are now doing the bioremediation works along the approach channel as well as the Kuntong Typhoon Shelter. And we also need to monitor the effects of all these measures. And actually, starting from the end of 2009, we have started to collect some water quality as well as water sample as well as sediment sample to see the effects of all these measures, and we see an improving, you know, improving trend. But still, we can't say the final result is what. So we need to monitor, and we are going to have a more extensive survey by the end of next year to see the performance of various, you know, parameters, and to countercheck our model, our mathematical model. And we have to have all these parameters in order for us to decide on the need of the openings, whether we really need the 600 meter opening or whether we can make it shorter or even eliminate the need for this opening. And according to our current program, we anticipated that we can make a decision by around 2014. And I think to take this opportunity, I would also like to brief members about the program of various infrastructures in the vicinity of the proposed site. And the site will not be available until around 2019 to 2020. The reason why is that can you go back to the outline zoning plan? And I think I better go there. Okay, this is an old outline zoning plan. According to the latest one, all these roles has already been deleted and relocated to the center of the South Apron, as well as this part of road, mm-hmm. which has already been relocated to the center. And according to our current program, we have to construct this road because this is a temporary access road to all the other sites within Kai Tak at the moment, and we need this access road until we have completed this this road, which is road T2, as well as the central Kowloon route, which is the interchange over here. According to the current program, the Central Kowloon route and the Trunk Road T2 will only be completed by 2020. Mm. And one more thing is that we also need to complete, we call it D3 road, before we can demolish this taxiway bridge to uplift it to allow enough, you know, clearance for your water activities. So we are talking about a time frame of around 2020, 2021. Okay. So you have a lot of time for your planning.
So that site would even not be available if Sea Island wanted it for residential, right? So it's still not available.
Very difficult.
Okay, good. Okay, right. Thanks for government response. So we still have Paul and PY. Yep.
First of all, on timing, I think that the same is with the West Kowloon Cultural District. We don't have to wait till 21:20. We can start today and tomorrow with doing activities on the site. I think we've looked for temporary uses for the site for a long time, and I think we should just plan now and continue to start using the site for water sports and activities as much as we can, boating, whatever. I think that on the water quality side, I think the government has to make very clear what the water quality objective is. What is the objective we are after? What is the water quality objective that we're trying to perceive? What are we designing for? Are we designing for complete, are we going to redirect every outfall and drainage to outside the nulla? Then the water quality can be drinkable. It's all a matter of how we design, what we design for. What's the quality we're going to design for? If we're going to let storm drains run into the nulla, the water quality will only be reached to a certain level. But if you're going to redirect everything, it can be drinkable. I mean, we've got to be clear what we are after. And I think we've got to set ourselves, and this committee got to say, we want this for water sports. Water quality objectives got to be, we got to design for this level of water quality objective. Go for it. Design for it. DSD, sort it out. And then when they get told that that's the objective, then they can sort it out. Then we only have to deal with the fact that we have the sediment under the water. If we can deal with the inflow, then it's only the sediment under the water that we have to deal with, where we have still some question marks about how the remediation of that sediment is going to take place over time. But in terms of the engineering for meeting a certain water quality objective, it's got to be very clear. So, Chairman, I invite you to make sure we have a give very clear direction from this committee to government on the water quality objective for water sports. Then finally, I come back to you on the issue of how we're going to go forward. I buy now from Ian is, of course, a great enthusiast. Luke's 27 years old because he's such a sport enthusiast. We wish that everybody like that would do it in Hong Kong, but not everybody's like that. But so some people do sports, some people do recreation. To put together a sports and recreation plan for Kai Tak, I think it's a very smart idea. You know, and try to really, because why is it that we do multiple uses for a site everywhere in Hong Kong, especially in all the neighborhoods? We all multi-layer every particular use on the, because we are very scarce at our land. And certainly Kai Tak, we say, well, this is for canoes and this is for something else, and everything separate. No, we'd have to bring it all together. The bars and restaurants, the stadium, the sit-out areas, whatever. It can all be integrated. There's no need for keeping it separate. People can drink a beer and see a sports activity. People can go to change the room, put them to dry pens. So I think we got to find a way of doing that. Now, my suggestion is that this committee would be the best place. If I look around the whole of Hong Kong, the government, we're going to wait for HAB. What might not happen? LCSD may not happen. This committee is in place. Let's do it. Let's invite all these activities and make that happen. Give CDD the support that they need. Give them a sounding board for this, and then we can make progress. But we got to make that decision today, Chairman. Let this not slip, this opportunity. Let's bring it forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, yep. It has always been the position of this task force to make that area vibrant. Right, and planning is an ongoing process. Well, we are identifying who is responsible for doing that within the government, you know. Right. Well, we are always pushing for that, Paul, you know. PY, well, we will come back to Ian's team later. Well,
thank you, Chairman. Yes. Just 2 points of clarification. When I commented, I asked Ian about row D4, not D3, but in Ian's response, sorry Ian, you have mixed me up with Andy, actually. D3 is the row running parallel to the runway and the nala, right, and the channel. And that was the question was raised by Andy. Unfortunately, when Sorace spoke, she helped to clarify my question about row D4. Row D4 is the row across
the channel. She helped to explain the timing, etc., and the work program. So the second point of clarification is about the GIC site. When I mentioned the interface with hospitals, etc., and I think Ian said that, well, why should we have the hospital at the waterfront site at all? Don't get me wrong. Actually, at the relevant previous meeting when the hospital was discussed, I was about one of the persons who queried the location of the hospital myself. Okay. Well, about vibrancy, actually, that's why in my previous comments I brought in the question of the issue of tourism. Perhaps tourism should also be taken into account. Tourists could help to patronize and boost the good intention of sports and recreation as well.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, your final point? Yes.
Mr. Chairman, yes, I think that we've heard the comments and heard Paul's comments about the way to take this forward. I think that the Water Sports Council and this group have been the proponents of this together with Master Plan, and we would like to have your support to continue to discuss with the various government departments. There's a large number of issues which have to be taken forward, including, of course, the water quality. We're very positive about the prospects for it. I agree with Paul that we just need to ensure that the standards are set and then find a way to achieve those standards. I know it's not so easy, but that's the way to deal with it. So we would like to continue to be able to discuss with departments and to move this forward in the way that we've set out in the paper. And just a final comment on the question of tourism. Of course, Asian Games is is one way to promote tourism, and this facility would provide the opportunity to have facilities which would meet the water sports requirements for a future Asian Games bid. But I think the international dragon boats in the past have provided a very good opportunity for promotion of tourism. Looking at the traditional Hong Kong culture, and this would enable the international dragon boat races to come back to the harbour in a very good location, and that's one of the other aspects of it. But there are many other things relating to tourism as well, I think.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, I have to close the agenda. We are running out of time, and you almost have my summary. Right. Yes. Well, when I hear member views, I think, well, I get that member support the idea and think that this is the right place for a water sports venue, and it's a good use of the water part of the Victoria Harbour, and it's a good consideration of this water land interface issue. Right, so I didn't hear any different view with regard to the use of the land and the water, right? So I would say that the task force would support the team to continue talking to the government on land allocation and how you bring this into reality with respect to funding and whatever that I think would be quite beyond the capacity of this task force to further drill into that, right? But they're supporting the idea, and I think having been in the task force and the commission for so long, we have been actually supporting the idea of having water force in this Nau La area, and we have been all cautioned many times that the water quality is not right. and I am starting to be impatient about this, because if we are supporting water sports here, we have to get the water quality right, rather than the other way around, saying that the water quality is not right, so it's not suitable for water quality. I think KS Wong got to do something, you know. Right? So I think if you ask me, the task force would ask that as we have been talking for so many times that this is the area good for water sports, the water quality has to be improved. And I understand the government has planned to improve the quality, right? So I think that quality should target for a suitable environment for water sports. Okay? If they can't do it, they just come back to this committee and tell us, right? Okay? And then we'll forget everything, you know?
if that is the case, right?
So we use the water like it is. We don't really care. You know, we're not going to fall into it, right?
Okay.
We're going to be sitting on top of it. But
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.